Narcissists always want a reaction. And today at queenbeing.com, I'm going to explain to you exactly why they want a reaction and why you should kind of hold on to not giving one. It's going to be a good one. Stick with me. So let's get started. So if you've ever spent any amount of time being a narcissistic supply, whether you were the spouse, partner, child, parent, brother, sister, best friend, boss, whatever, you know that while narcissists want to continually discard you over and over again, they also want to keep sucking you back in. They don't seem to ever really forget you, do they? The thing is that until you finally choose to discard the narcissist, you'll never be permanently discarded, at least not officially. And what I mean is, the way the narcissist thinks is that they always have sort of a chance to come back to you. That's why so often you see survivors being hoovered. It doesn't happen right away for everyone. I've seen it go as long as 20 years later, but it certainly does affect more people than you might suspect. Once you finally decide I'm done with this person and I'm never going to talk to them again, then the relationship's over. The narcissist might not agree with you, but that's kind of the point at which you can go, okay, it's really over. Of course, it's a ginormous bruise to their little fragile ego and they feel pretty miserable about it. That's when they'll try to bring you back into the fold. They don't like the feeling that you dumped them, so they're going to try to provoke you for a reaction. They might love bomb you. They might try to suck you back in with drama. They use the Hoover maneuver either way because at this point, all they want is a reaction. And they don't care whether the reaction is positive or negative. They just want the reaction. So once you give that to them, then they feel seen and heard. Do you understand? So for example, I once worked with a girl who was a really, really negative person. When I first met her, I thought, oh, great, here's another single mom. We can kind of bond over being single moms. I thought it would be really helpful for me in my situation. And it turned out she was so, so negative that I ended up having to sort of back away from her emotionally and physically. At one point, she cornered me at work and she was like, listen, I'm so disappointed in you for wanting to hang out with all those other sheep follower people. She criticized me in some very serious ways, and then she went on to tell me she didn't want my friendship anyway. So I guess I was supposed to, at that point, beg her to take me back and ask for her forgiveness, but I didn't because I knew that was not healthy for me. Then over the course of the next couple of years while I worked at this place, she would periodically send me a note or, you know, try to pull me aside and, hi, have you been? What's going on? And I would just kind of cut it off at the knees because I knew she was so unhealthy for me. This is all related to the fact that the narcissist just can't stand it when you ignore them. I don't think that they like the word former spouse, former partner, former friend, former coworker. I think they still see you as a possible lover, possible friend, possible whatever, or potential, or part of my circle of supply. They don't say it that way, but that's kind of what it looks like. You've heard of a narcissistic harem, right?
So the term narcissistic harem officially means a group or a collection of friends, admirers, or family members, aka sources of narcissistic supply, that a narcissist gathers up to keep them sort of topped up on their daily supply of love and admiration. Since no single individual could ever fill the void that is the hole inside the narcissist's soul, the narcissist seeks to fill it with whomever is available. And often, these relationships are overlapping and interchangeable. To put it more simply, a narcissistic harem is a group of people who are happy to stroke the narcissist's ego as needed.
They don't really like to let go of anyone for long. And that's why they'll have very often, you know, two or three exes in their little harem, and they'll have their mother, and they'll have, you know, the mailman and the lady that does their toenails, you know, a wide variety of people. And it's not all about intimacy physically. It's about emotional supply. It's about them holding the narcissist up on a pedestal and agreeing with them at different times on different things. They'll know, okay, well, if I call, you know, Sally and I complain about this person at work, she'll totally listen. But if I call, you know, Joe and I tell him about all the terrible things that Sally's doing, he'll listen to that. You see what I'm saying? They'll have their sort of catalog of people that will be there to give them the reactions that they want at various times. So you don't have to be one of those people, though. That's the thing. Because the narcissist needs attention, and attention begins in the form of reaction. So to get attention, they provoke you and you react. Now, sometimes they'll try to get the positive reaction, like the love bombing and being sweet and nice and showering you with gifts or love or compliments or whatever it is. Or sometimes they'll go the other way and they'll try to get a negative reaction from you because the positive one didn't work, or maybe they enjoy the negative one a little more. They want the negative reaction because then they can punish you for it, and they like that too. So that means they might insult you, demean you, minimize you, tell you bad things about yourself as a person, as a parent, as a friend. They might do a big old smear campaign on you and dare you to say anything. They might degrade you. They might tell you you're unattractive, you're not smart, whatever it is. They'll find something to get a reaction from you. And if that doesn't work, they might even go so far as to get another former source of supply involved or current source of supply. For example, they might have their mother call you, or they might even have an ex come by your house just to check on you, something like that. Anything they can think of to really peeve you off enough to make you come after them, because they want you to react so they can punish you. It's about control, and it's about getting supply. That's it. It's all about fuel. It's all about narcissistic supply. Don't forget. Remember, these people lack empathy, and no matter what you do, no matter how good you are, it'll never be enough for them. Temporary gratification is not worth the long-term effects of a relationship with a person like this. They need the supply. That's what it all comes down to. And remember one more thing. When they get the reaction that they want from you, then they feel really good about themselves because they know they can still affect you. So take back your life, my friend. Don't let them affect you this way anymore. The best way to deal with this is to not deal with it. But if you must respond to this person, take some time and figure out exactly what it is that you need to say. If it's because you have a child together or a business together, or you're going through a divorce and you're trying to deal with that, fine. Give them whatever they need to know, facts only, no emotions. So if they need to know, okay, well, is, you know, little Bobby up to date on his shots? Yes, here's a copy of his shot record. Send it over with a screenshot and a text. Don't communicate with them outside of text if you can avoid it once you've already left the situation. If you are dealing with them on a business level or with a divorce, again, no emotion, only the business of whatever you're forced to deal with them on legally. That's it. Beyond that, don't respond. If they try to, you know, cause a bunch of upset for you, if they try, you can tell when they're pushing your buttons. If they try to do that, go ahead and cut them off. Nope, sorry. Here's the facts. That's it. Now, I'm going to show you a really quick clip from a previous video with some tips about how to properly use Grey Rock, just in case you aren't familiar. Take a look right here.
The idea of it is that you use this in order to encourage the narcissist to kind of lose interest in you. And what that means is that as you're going through the process of being gaslighted, rather than reacting the way you might normally react when they say twist a fact or name call or mess with your head, you recognize what they're doing as gaslighting, and then you don't respond or react to it at all. You simply go, oh, that's interesting. So if normally you would scream and act crazy, or you would cry, or you would throw things, don't do any of those things anymore. Just go, oh, mm-hmm, okay, I see you. Or nothing. You can say nothing. Now, you're not trying to avoid contact with this person, but anytime they're coming at you with some manipulation or some name calling or games or anything like that, you don't give them what they want, which is your emotional energy. Because in some ways, these people are kind of like vampires when it comes to emotional energy. They want what you got. They want all of it because they need it to survive. It's called narcissistic supply.
First, understand that the worst thing you can do to a narcissist is take away their supply. This is like the biggest form of revenge you could possibly get. And by taking away supply, what do I mean? Just don't give them your energy. It's that simple. No emotion. Remember that when you do give the narcissist your energy and your time and your feelings, your emotions, you're giving them exactly what they want, and that only makes them want more. It's not like you can satisfy them. Once you've given them what they want, they just want more. They are energized by this type of behavior. They aren't able to self-realize enough to actually deal with their own emotions, but somehow they get fuel out of your emotions. They can't really generate their own emotions. They sort of need your emotions in order to feel anything. Does that make sense? Remember that fighting with a narcissist only energizes them more. So step back, take away the supply, and focus on healing yourself and moving forward to create the life that you actually want and deserve. When you pull yourself away from that person emotionally and physically, You give yourself space to heal. You're taking back your power. Stop worrying so much about what other people think about you here. This is not your problem. If the narcissist tries to smear you or tear you down or do anything else to cause you to feel less than good enough, turn away from them. You can't really do a whole lot to upset a narcissist or get back at a narcissist and actually come out without any dirt on your own hands. Do you understand what I mean? The best thing you can do is just emotionally remove yourself, physically remove yourself, and take away that supply. And finally, make sure that you give yourself some grace, some compassion, and make sure that you learn to love or at least like yourself a little bit. This all starts with unconditional self-acceptance, where you take a really good hard look at yourself, flaws and all, and you decide you're not so bad in the moment. You decide, okay, I accept who I am right now at this moment. I'm okay with it. You don't have to love it right away. Eventually, I hope you get to the part where you can love yourself, flaws and all. It will take time and you can do it. It takes a little practice, but it all starts with unconditional self-acceptance. No apologies, no hiding, just being who you are and being totally okay with it. It's worth a shot. So what do you think about narcissists always needing a reaction? Does that sound familiar to you? This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you experienced a narcissist who needs a reaction from you? And if so, how did you deal with it? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. Before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you here and here. And while you're at it, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. I'll see you soon.